towel treatment for just $14. Katie Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bradco, where we believe success favors the well-pruned. Katie Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You want me inside you?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Another spectacular day. Now, I'm here to announce that according to the results of my myocardial imaging stress test, it's actually called a myocardial perfusion imaging stress test. I know, I'm practically a doctor. I'm here to make this announcement. I will probably live for at least another year or two.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
So glad to hear that. Now, what would have really been funny, what would have really, really been funny if you'd have played Bill Cleveland's clap somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I only want to for a lot of stuff, but
you
know,
it's got to
be.
I think you've learned certain things.
That one time would have been funny.
Or you should have played the, aw, everybody.
Or boo.
No, I got all this, aw.
Whether you're interested or not, I'd like to walk you through the steps of the myocardial perfusion imaging stress
test. Hang on a second, I've got one. Can you just say, I'm going to live for another year?
No.
Another year.
Because
two.
It's staged and it's phony.
I'll say, Frank's going to live for another year.
No, God, please, no!
That's a good one. So here's how it works. It takes about 2 hours. Here's how it works. And you know what? Did you ever get something out of the way? I don't care if it's a test at school. And then when it's over, it's just like all of a sudden it's a great day.
Yeah.
You know? I've been dreading this thing. I only do it every 3 years. I have two stents, like Bernie Sanders, except mine were put in my late 40s. Bernie's were put in, he's like 78. So when you have that, every 2 or 3 years, in my case, we're up to 3 years, they have to pump a bunch of dye in your veins and arteries and then watch it go all the way through your body to make sure there's no, blockage. So every 3 years, I have this thing done. And here's how it goes. Lasts about 2 hours. You go in there, and the first thing they do is they put IV in your arm, and it hangs there for the whole 2 hours, and they shoot dye in your veins. And then you have to sit for 30 minutes while it circulates through your whole body.
Right.
Then they take you in and you lie down, and it's this thing like a moving MRI thing. It scans left and right, and it's taking pictures, live pictures of your heart pumping that dye through. Then
did it stop down around your groinal area and go, "Well, can't find anything."
No.
Stayed there?
No. Let me check the report. No, that's not in here. So then you take with you like some gym shorts or workout and running tennis shoes, and you put those on and you get on a treadmill, and it's a 9 minute deal in 3 minute increments. And the first one, you're just walking,
right.
It was nothing.
Leisurely pace.
And then they tell you, and there are two like nurses there watching you, and they watch your face the whole time because they want to know if you're like gonna black out or something, And then at regular intervals, while you're walking, they blood pressure. And then after 3 minutes, he says, okay, elevation up and speed up.
And then another 3 minutes, and then they go, okay, and now, and then you get into that there's that point where you're not really running yet, but it's as fast as you can possibly walk and keep up. And they get your heart rate like 150. And when you get that, off the thing, back on the slab, more pictures of, they want to see the blood going when your heart's pumping real fast like that. And the whole thing's a couple hours, and the doctor comes in and tells you if you're going to live or die. And he said everything looks great, which is amazing considering I really have led a life of lazy, complete, you know, I hate working out, and for most of my life, I haven't eaten right. My favorite restaurant's Cracker Barrel. It says it all. I grew up in Tennessee. That says the rest. Everything's fried. Big milk carton of Crisco always on the kitchen counter because everything was cooked with Crisco and then reused. You drain it, put it in the milk carton. You know what I'm talking about?
And it hardened back up.
Oh, yeah. It congeals, and then they melt it in and cook something else with it. Yeah, but boy, is it good. So that's the deal. And I'm in such a good mood because that's over. But the other thing that happened, I told Dan, one of the things that I don't like about it is they put like 12 electrode stickers on you.
Oh, have you got all that weird paste stuck to you now?
No, it's adhesive. But every year I've done it before, they had to shave big pieces of my chest, like a naked spot here. It's like an animal, like ate the chest hairs out in clumps.
Well, you look like a pumpkin.
So this year, I told this nurse, I said, man, you know, a couple of things I really dread here. One is that treadmill, but the other is I don't like having my chest shaved. And they got some new adhesive tape. So she puts it on, and the reading was clear, and they didn't have to shave me. And then she pulled it off.
Oh.
You know that scene, a 40-year-old virgin with Steve Carell? When she ripped that first piece off, yow! And then there were like eight of those. So I still take that over the shaving.
The shaving. Yeah. Well, now you don't have those weird patches that take forever to grow back.
Now, the other thing that surprised me was the treadmill this time wasn't like all the previous times where I remember just being to the point of like either passing out or heart attack. It wasn't as hard. And you know why? Ballroom dancing. Yep. I'm not kidding. Wow. And even the cardiologist said when I told him, because he always says he's been exercising, and every time I go, no. And he didn't want to hear that. And then he said it this time, and he says, do you any exercise? I said, ballroom dancing. And he said, ah. And that explains, because it's a lot more, you know, physical than I think people realize it is. So, good news, if you like me, I'm going to be around a while. If you don't like me, bad news, I'm going to be around a while. And now, it's time for the Burke segment. You can join in if you like. Let me give you the numbers. You'll also use these numbers next hour, after we talk to John Landoff, to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, and here they are, 855-282-8255, or 314-821-0590. Does anybody have anything? Oh, I forgot to mention, it is the 9th of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I'm so pumped up. After having that dye in my veins.
I thought you were going to forget about that for a second.
Well, I almost did. And you would have let me, too, just so you could tell me about it later. So does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, Tim Woodburn, everybody. Here he is.
Frank, thank you. I wanted to ask you if you made it. I know it was sold out last night, but I know you were you're itching. Lizzo.
Please don't talk about it because I'm so bummed.
Her show was sold out at the pageant last night. Did you get in?
No, but thank you for now ruining my day because I've been bummed out that I couldn't get in.
No, that's not going to ruin your day. This is. Lizzo is posing nude.
Yes!
Online.
What?
If you type in Lizzo.
Oh my goodness, Lizzo people, images, you have to see this.
It's the Cause I Love You 2019 Deluxe Edition CD, and on the cover of it, she is posing. Well, it's nude. Her knees and thighs are
cover
rolls 6, 4, and 5, and then her knee covers roll 3 halfway, and then her arm covers rolls 2 and 1, and then her breast. Now, do you know what the name of some of this girl's songs are?
No.
Her hit songs. Now, no. Lizzo, I'm going to estimate, weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah.
This gal wears outfits on stage that looks like she come out of them like a can of biscuits.
Right.
You know, like, as soon as she undoes the button, it's just like
Michelin Man.
It all just comes flying up. Yeah. Here's some of the names of her songs that she performed at the pageant last night. Water Me, Lizzo Bangers, and my favorite, Big Girl, Small World.
Mm. Right. Folks,
why aren't we playing this music on the station?
Did you watch CBS Sunday Morning
last week? I missed it.
She was on there. They did an interview with her, and she's actually actually very interesting.
Oh, I'm sure she's very interesting. But let me tell you where we've lost our minds in this country. Okay, let's just talk about.
I've got a weight right here.
Let's just talk about this. What's her weight?
Her weight apparently is 84 kilos, which is 185 pounds.
No, absolutely. Well, then she's 3 feet tall.
That's one leg.
Then she's 3 feet tall.
That's weird.
Yeah, that just can't be.
I mean.
Did you show him the picture? Don't lie me the picture. Did you show him the picture?
I just Googled it.
Here's what's amazing about it is that, you know, and I'm a big guy, right?
What?
It's amazing that a woman this big poses in all of these different spectacular fashion outfits that must cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and she poses in them and promotes herself almost as a model. Mm. And she's that big.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
This is what I want to talk about. We have decided in this country that we have to act like everything and everybody is okay, and not only okay, but adorable and sexy. And here's the deal. A nude 300-400-pound woman or man is not attractive or sexy. And to promote, like, first of all, these women, these queen size or plus women that you see interviewed, they go, I love my body and I wouldn't change for it. No, you don't. You couldn't possibly be. Let me ask Tim a question. Are you really happy that you're heavy?
I hate it.
Well, that's an honest, true answer. And the heavy, look, my heaviest, I was 50 pounds overweight and I was never happy about it. And these women, especially the women, that seemed to go on TV almost encouraging other people. It's okay. Be real fat. You'll be happy. It's insane to me. Just the same way that we've decided we have to be okay with, here it comes now, Milford, Ohio just announced and named their homecoming, the high school queen and king. They're both girls. They said no longer will there be gender-specific identification for king and queen. So I saw their pictures with their sashes. Oh. Homecoming, king and queen, two chicks.
Oh.
Were they both wearing dresses?
Yes. Huh. We have lost our minds. No, we have.
No, I'm just trying to figure out if, like, the girl was was identifying as a boy, or the school was just like, nope, throw whoever you want in, and then the
No. The one was the transgender. They made that clear, and they said we're no longer going to, you know, basically saying that if you call a king a man and a queen a woman, that is discriminatory.
That's
somehow.
The name.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
The same as Mr.
Now,
and Mrs.
Now check this out. Without getting specific, there is a guy who is a regular listener to the show. He has a business, and he provides a wonderful service at charity events, like golf tournaments. And it's really neat. It's like the person that shows up with the margarita machine, okay?
Okay.
He just did a charity event, and he sends me a copy of the thank you letter from the head of the charity. And at the bottom of the letter, on his signature block, Al Benson, chief fundraiser for the blank blank charity, and in that signature block, he has a link to a website where they explain to you why it is so wrong to call people he or she and how hurtful that is to many people. Oh, my goodness. And he writes me a note in the letter. He goes, what a pile of crap. I will never help this charity again. And I don't blame him. Do you have to put that in your signature block, a link? And I went and read it. And here's what it basically is saying. We have to stop addressing people as him or her or he or she, because you never know when you're hurting somebody's feelings. You may say, oh, look at him, but he really identifies as a girl, and that's hurtful.
This all started with Merry Christmas.
It did.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. It did. I'm telling you, yeah. It's when it started. Yeah. And that's when the snowball got rolling.
It is beyond insane to me.
When businesses would say happy holidays
earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the checkers at Schnucks where I shop, you know, won't say Merry Christmas to you at Christmas time.
Well, I will not do business with a business that tells their people they can't say Merry Christmas. I won't. I just won't. I will avoid that business. But this is what has to happen. The few with the loud voices get all the attention and get their way. The rest of us, if in big enough numbers, if we would say, here we are, thousands of us who will never shop here again because you won't let your employees say Merry Christmas. Come on, people.
That won't have an effect.
We've lost our way. Would have an effect if they followed through, but they won't follow through.
Do you remember when thousands of people said they wouldn't eat at Chick-fil-A, and then all of a sudden thousands more came to eat at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it worked in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, because that is one instance where people actually stood up and said, this is BS, and not only are we not going to boycott it, we're going to buy more Chick-fil-A, and they did. And that's what people need to understand. It can backfire on you. It can backfire on you, and it needs to. We got to stop this.
So
you can't. The teacher here in Missouri that said sent out the thing that she didn't want her students calling her Miss or Mrs. or Ms. but MX, Mix, meaning I'm not a really Miss, Ms. or Mrs. I'm Mix Thomas or whatever her name was.
I'll tell you another one that's actually pertinent to the Cardinals game today. So the Atlanta Braves handed out foam tomahawks during games one
tomahawk
and two.
Chop.
And their fans have that Indian. Well, the Cardinals have a pitcher named Blake Helsley, who is
Native American
from Oklahoma, and he commented after the game that he thought it was disrespectful to all Indians nationwide that they are handing out these chops, and you know, and that their official Twitter hashtag is, you know, I think it's Hawk Chop or something like that, or Tama Chop or something along those lines. And he said that, you know, he thought it was offensive. So I'm looking at the headline on a news site right now that says the Braves have decided they will not hand out foam tomahawks to their fans today because of what he said.
Unbelievable. Wow. One guy. One person. And they assume he speaks for all Native Americans. Well, let's go a step further.
And
they need to lose the mascot logo and the name Braves.
Well, the NFL pressured the Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder to change the name of his team because Redskin is kind of a derogatory term for Indians.
Right. Hey, Redskin, white man, pale skin, Redskin, the whole bit.
Pale-faced. And he refused. He said, as long as I'm alive, I'll never change the name of this team. And this is right after the Washington NBA team, which used to be known as the Bullets, changed their name to Wizards because they thought the name of their team, because people were protesting that Bullets correlated with violence.
Oh my goodness.
And so that's why they changed the name of their team to Wizards. They were the Washington Bullets for decades.
I can't wait to die. I'm like, you know, I'm actually kind of glad I'm glad I'm not going to be here in 25 years, because I can't even begin to imagine how screwed up everything's going to be. No boys, no girls, no men, no women, no heterosexual, no homosexual.
I think this is all going to die out in about 5 to 10 years.
I think
we're at the point now where
I hope you're right.
Pretty much everybody who's just, you know, like just regular folk who don't really care about any of this he, she, they stuff, they're just going to get like, they're just tired of
businesses
it.
Businesses are afraid of the wrong people, and they're easily bullied and scared. Mm-hmm. A handful of NAACP people show up and go, if you don't do this, we're going to do this, and they cave. Mm-hmm. You got to stop doing that.
It sort of reminds me a little bit of Kevin Spacey's character in the movie K-Pax. Did you ever see that movie?
I didn't see it.
He plays an alien who comes to this planet and convinces, and they put him in a psychiatric hospital because nobody believes him, and Jeff Bridges is his psychiatrist, and he actually starts to convince Jeff Bridges that he is from the planet K-Pax, and then he goes to like a NASA facility and he blows all these NASA scientists away with his knowledge of the orbit and things that we didn't know until they were explained by Kevin Spacey's character. But he talked about how the people on his planet,
no gender,
and no love. That you know, people would just, you know, get together, mate, and have a child, and then go their separate ways. And that there was no love, there was no household, there was no family, there was no crime, because everybody knew that it was wrong, so nobody committed any crime. And it was just like, they didn't have guns, they didn't have murderers, they didn't have prisons. It's really a cool movie. I've watched it four or five times.
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
But he, you know, to think about life that's on another planet that's so different than ours, or even as our own lives are changing with the things we've talked about in the first half hour of the show, it is fascinating. It's fascinating to think about what life will be like in 50 years. Or 100 years.
Well,
even.
Maybe we'll know. Maybe in the after next life, maybe you'll be able to look down and go, man, I'm glad I'm not down.
I'll keep you updated with my prayers and stuff like that. You know, just checking in 50 years' time. She'll be like, hey, Frank, how you doing? Just want to let you know this is what's going on.
I actually think about this on occasion. Think how much society has changed since 1919. All the technological advances that have occurred in the last 100 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if the same ratio of changes that have taken place between 1919 and 2019 will take place between 2019 and 2019.
It'll be four times as much.
You think so?
It moves much faster. Look how fast. Look, in the 40s, 50s, in the 40s, where people didn't even have television.
We didn't have cars in 1919. Okay. They just started to come around.
Then black and white, and then very slowly, color TV. And not until the 70s did I have a color TV. And then look what happened in about 20, 30, 40, from color TV to 4K to flat screen. It's unbelievable. And it's just going to move even faster, so fast, that by the time you almost buy anything, they stop making it and they're on to the next thing. Now, shoot, I had something I was going to mention. I lost it.
You want to talk to Bob? He's been on the phone for a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk to Bob. Here are the phone numbers again, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Oh, I know what I'm going to say. Hang on, Bob. I want to be very clear about something. I believe there is climate change. I don't want anybody to ever think that I don't think somebody can be in a body but identify. I absolutely believe that. Wow. I think that biologically, wires get crossed. That's why there are gay people. They're not wired like heterosexual people. I believe that you can grow up and know at an early age you're not comfortable. I know you're supposed to be a boy, but you really are girl-like. I believe that. But I don't believe that we got to walk around on eggshells being afraid to call anybody he or she or Mr. or Miss or Miss. That is nonsense. And I also believe in climate change, but I am convinced we don't cause it. We don't. And this business about America needs to step up. Step up. We're 6% of the landmass of this world. 6%. That's all the United States is. And we're going to clean up the whole planet ourselves? No, we're not.
Well, we need
stupid.
Help from India and China.
We're not going to get it. It's stupid. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob.
I just want to give you a little update on some information I found out. I remember you worked with him, I think, at Community Federal Savings and Loan, Abbott Capstick.
Yeah, well, I didn't work. I know who he was. He was a client of the agency I worked for.
Right, Sid Saban, yeah.
No.
He passed away yesterday morning at 88 years old. He was in Florida in a nursing home. He's been comatose for about a couple of years, I guess.
I thought he passed away about 10 years ago. I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I thought he was gone a long time ago.
I'm his brother-in-law, so I was on the scene in June, and my sister's still alive. They was in the same room. They were both in the same room in a nursing home in Florida.
Yeah, Bob, you're his brother-in-law. I didn't know him. I certainly met him. I went to lunch with him a couple of times because he was a client of my boss. Didn't Emmett get in some trouble or do some time or something? Yeah. Or
no, well, he didn't do any time. He was under house arrest for about 6 months. That was back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah,
and it was fraud. He had kind of misled some people as far as some banks and said that on a life insurance policy that they were using for a collateral.
Okay. Well, thank you for
that. I got all the clippings that were printed about him. I know all about it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. You're okay. Welcome. Bye.
Obviously, that name doesn't mean anything to most people.
Hey, St. Louis has a new title.
Oh, number one in gonorrhea and chlamydia?
In sexually transmitted diseases. We are number one.
STD. Oh, STD. Yeah. We're number one. STD.
Hey.
STL and as, STD.
As Ricky Bobby said, if you ain't first, you're last.
Uh-huh.
Now, would
That's
you...
Right.
We have the highest independent rate of gonorrhea and chlamydia and syphilis combined of any city in this country.
Oh, way to go. Wow.
Chlamydia, really.
STL means STD. STL means STD.
We dropped to third in gonorrhea, but we were last year, but now we're back up to number one. So we climb back up in gonorrhea. Right. We still have number one in chlamydia. We're only fourth in syphilis, but the three combined were number one.
I think this is a legitimate question, and I ask this on behalf of almost everybody. As the head of research, would you look up and tell us the difference between gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia?
Chlamydia really sounds dirty.
Now, see, I was under the impression chlamydia is something female.
I think syphilis is the one. Well, I think everybody can get both of them, what we're just saying. But I think syphilis is the one where it actually attacks like the tissue of your body and it starts to just break down. Basically,
well, because you can go blind from it. It's not just
you
genitals.
Can lose your mind. Yeah, like I mean, Al Capone, he died of syphilis at a time when you could, I think, cure it. So,
well, gonorrhea causes blisters.
Mm. So,
nice.
Where?
Well, in your vaginal, anal, or mouth region. And it can be passed along to a baby during childbirth.
Okay. Now that's gonorrhea.
Syphilis. Syphilis is a sexually transmitted infection divided into stages: primary, secondary, latent, and tertiary. And that has actually open sores.
Mm.
So gonorrhea is an infection. These are open, pussy, runny sores.
Pussy. Oh, by the way, you can say pussy.
You can.
P-U-S-S-Y. It's acceptable. It's medical.
So now, I think one of the kings of England died of syphilis.
Probably.
I think you're right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Now, see, sometimes something has a name and it's the right name for it. Like. Mm-hmm. But not chlamydia and syphilis. Those sound like women's names. Syphilis is very much like Phyllis. You know, syphilis, Phyllis, and chlamydia, that could be a woman's name. Like you meet my fiance, Chlamydia Smith.
Well, which one's chlamydia?
Chlamydia, it's more common in women than men, but it's up inside, and it can actually permanently damage their reproductive organs and not allow them to have children.
Wow.
What are we leaving out? What's another one?
Herpes.
Herpes.
And then, gonorrhea.
I think that's just warts, though, isn't it? Like, that's just on the outside of the body. Does that get you on the inside as well?
Well, see, now I don't know because...
It's like a cold sore.
Because herpes...
What about crabs?
Yeah, cold sores are herpes, right.
What's crab?
Crabs are like a head lice, but in your crotch.
Is that a venereal disease? That's
bugs?
Not.
No,
they're just live bugs.
Yeah, they're just bugs.
Mm.
That's the answer.
Cubic lice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Fortunately,
they're
I've
small
had
parasites that attach to the skin. Well,
could like head lice make their way down there?
It's live.
If you put your head down there,
it's a living, breathing thing.
Right. So,
crabs.
Can you can cure gonorrhea, right? I mean, you can have it and be completely cured of it. Unlike herpes, where you kind of always have it, but it's still there.
I think gonorrhea is one of those where you've got it and you have it from now on. I think chlamydia you can cure.
For anybody who just tuned in,
the pee, when it burns, when you pee.
Right, for anybody who just tuned in, if you missed it, breaking news: it has been announced, St. Louis, number one in sexually transmitted disease. Boy, if we could get the Blues have the Stanley Cup, if the Cardinals could win the World Series, and we take home the STD trophy,
you know, it sort of takes the burn off of the Ferguson riots and the Jason Stockton, because we started to get kind of a bad name. Yeah, the city did,
and it puts the burn in your penis.
But now we've won the Stanley Cup, and now with the STD crown that we have, I mean, this city's on the rise.
Where are we on the most violent cities? Are we still up there per capita?
I hope we can correct that.
I know we were there 2006. What's up?
Mm.
I was proud of that title.
I'm looking at
now, people in England were like, where are you moving to?
There's something else in the news. We have to talk about this. I read this morning, and Tim said he had it in the news, but I didn't get to hear his news. We have to talk about this. This guy in Fenton who goes in a bar and starts fondling a blind woman at the bar. Everything about this story, to me, is hilarious, because this is one of the great stories about how stupid somebody could be. He's fondling a blind woman, and she goes, "Stop it." And then they get pretty descriptive. He's got his hand under a bra strap or something. And this is the part I like. He was, how they put it, he grabbed her vagina. How do you grab a vagina? It doesn't protrude like a handle. How do you actually grab it?
I think you cup it.
Well, cupping is not grabbing.
Well, you can six pack it, you know, like where you thumb and the you know.
Okay. Bowling ball.
Yeah.
Bowling ball.
Hey, Steve is an STD counselor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Either that or he has STDs.
Standard counselor?
And
cool.
He's just saying he's
I love
counselor.
Standards.
Let's talk to Steve because this is 590 The Fan.
You said Flan.
I did. Yeah, I did. It is 590 The Fan coming to you live from the STD capital of the United States, St. Louis, Missouri. And on the line now is Steve. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys doing?
Wouldn't it be hilarious if somebody bought the station and changed the call letters to KSTD?
I think it'd be great. So, Steve, you're a counselor with people who have gonorrhea and stuff?
Yeah, I am very familiar with chlamydia and gonorrhea, not firsthand, but secondhand.
Right. You said that too quickly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Secondhand.
Too quickly.
He said secondhand.
Yeah. All right, well, I've got a question
he
for
can't
Steve
use the
already.
Firsthand because it's got chlamydia. What?
I've got a question for Steve. A texter sent over a message saying genital warts can be on the inside, especially in women. In some cases, to treat them, they have to burn them off with acid.
Oh!
Inside the
or
vagina.
Lasers. I know somebody that happened to.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If that's kind of a stupid statement, inside, especially with women, how could it be inside with a guy? You can't have...
It could be in the pee hole.
Oh!
Imagine that.
In the urethra, Franklin?
Yeah. Urethra.
So, Steve, what is it you want to share with us, Steve?
Well, as far as HPV goes, I mean, that is genital warts. And most times...
is that the human papillomavirus? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you would have them frozen off. I've never heard of acid, but
frozen
like liquid nitrogen.
Ooh. Well, on a male, they in the old days they used to put acid on them, and then they would eventually fall off.
Oh,
they would whiten up and they would fall off.
That was the old days.
Well, do you guys know about the old chlamydia and gonorrhea treatment?
No.
That's where they would put your. I don't know, your flaccid member. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I can say on the radio.
Sounds good.
You can say that. You can say penis.
Although, Steve, if you listen regularly, you'd know that recently we educated everyone that the preferred pronunciation is actually flaccid. And we didn't. Nobody knew that.
Flaccid.
Yeah, your flaccid member. But it is acceptable to say flaccid member or just limp.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but they would just put it on the table and then put a rolling pin on it. And try to roll out all the...
Oh!
Oh!
God, a rolling pin?
Why not just put it in a vice?
A rolling pin? Like we're making cookies.
Okay.
As a counselor, help us out here.
I got another question.
Go ahead.
All right. I remember there was a scene in Boardwalk Empire where this guy, he had, I think, the clap or something, and this doctor was injecting his flaccid member... with, like, this tube that went all the way inside it.
Cystoscope.
Is that what it is?
The cystoscope goes up to your urethra, Franklin.
Is that... that still a thing?
They would put that in there and try to irrigate it.
Irrigate it?
This day and age, we just take... You get chlamydia or gonorrhea, take some antibiotics, you're good to go.
And it's gone? Sure. You get rid of it?
Chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Okay, so
herpes is the one that's with you for life.
What is clap? What is that when they say the clap?
Clap is chlamydia.
Why do they call it?
Why don't they call it clam? Because it's not clapidia, it's chlamydia. Be the clam.
Clap sounds better.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
Yeah. Make it clap.
All right, Steve, anything else? Anything else we need to know?
I mean, if you have to get an STD, you'd want it to be chlamydia or gonorrhea. Because
you have to.
Treat it easily if you had to. But the herpes, that's the one that you don't want because... I mean, that's not going away. I mean, that keeps coming up from time to time.
Mm.
There are antivirals you can help that you can take to help suppress the outbreak.
Well, this is good. This is good advice from Steve. If you have to get an STD,
right.
ask for it by name. Which one's chlamydia or which? Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea.
Okay. If we go to Amsterdam again.
And
the girl says, well, what do you want? Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis? We'll take chlamydia or gonorrhea, please. All right. Steve, thank you. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, guys. Hey, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. That's good to hear. You can't hear that too much. Back again for another appearance this week, his second this week, Blind Frank. Welcome back, Blind Frank. How are you?
Thanks for having me, my astute genius friend.
What's up, Blind Frank?
You called the wrong station.
Who's talking to you, Dan? Blind joke. But before you do, after I get off the air, you can... I'll turn on my Google Home and re-listen to you. Hey, that wouldn't affect the radio none if I had that on low in the background, or would that bleed through?
Well, while we're talking, if you have it on, it's not a good idea.
Right. Anyway, so I muted it and gave you a call.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Anyway, I wanted to ask you.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. The clap. Mm-hmm. I know what the reason they call it the clap is.
Why is
that? Vietnam, when the guys came down with chlamydia or gonorrhea, they would have the doctor open up this big book and tell the guy to whip out his thing and put it in the book and close his eyes. And then the doctor would break out this 20-pound book with dust all over it and explode the pus out the end of his thing.
Oh. I think that's an urban legend. I don't.
No.
I mean, did you see this firsthand? I don't think that's true.
He's blind.
No.
Oh, he couldn't see.
Come on, Frank.
What the heck am I thinking? What am I thinking?
Did you see this thing firsthand? You just have no filter.
I forgot that he's blind.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot.
How do you think?
I just forgot.
You just called him blind, Frank.
I don't know.
Hey, guys,
I made a mistake.
I brought home to Mama had crabs, and I didn't know it until we started heavily petting. Uh-oh. And then this thing comes crawling out of her waistline. It is so big, it has bulging eyeballs.
Oh. No, it didn't. They're tiny. They're tiny little things,
like,
and that's not how you lost your eyes.
Are you sure she wasn't giving birth?
Yeah. I got pinchers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Behind down there,
hiding down
bitchy.
There, waiting for me.
Like Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob down there.
Anything else, Blind Frank?
Oh, man, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I am AM in the PM.
All right. Thank you, Blind Frank. I got a feeling Blind Frank is now, you know, going to be regularly calling.
That's fine.
When's the last time you heard the phrase petting?
You don't hear it. No, you don't.
I mean, that's not a phrase that...
You don't hear it.
And
all that means is it's like the next step.
It's second base.
Getting feels. Getting some feels.
Right.
That's what it means. And now we go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from the STD capital of the United States, St. Louis, Missouri. How can we help you?
Yes, I just had a question. Is there something called herpes simplex 10? Is there something like that, STD?
Let's just make up an answer. No.
I think there is.
I think there is, actually.
Yeah, I think there are different levels of herpes.
Herpes?
Herpes.
Okay, the answer is maybe we don't know. What else you got?
Okay, I got to ask a question there. Do you think St. Louis, after Anheuser-Busch left, is St. Louis still ranked number one as far as beer consumption among major cities?
And we don't know that either. What else you got?
Oh, you don't know any of that?
Anheuser-Busch didn't leave.
I hope you guys stay on the air. But, hey, one more thing. I want to ask you a question. There's another DJ down the end of the dial on FM station. He's been absent for the week. Is you know anything about that?
I know nothing about that. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
I don't pay any attention to other radio people.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, do you think he might join your show and make it PM and AM? Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. I'm sure John's still listening even though he hung up. John, if you're listening, I have to share something with you, John. I've gotten quite a few emails about you, and quite frankly, from the emails, people are tired of this act. One more thing. It was kind of funny. And then it wasn't funny, and the questions are just all over the place. So you're still welcome to call. I just thought I'd give you a little feedback from the listeners. It's wearing a little thin. And now we go to Will. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan, broadcasting from the STD capital of the United States, St. Louis, Missouri. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? AM and the PM.
Well, we're doing great. You working in the gutter, sewer, or a trash can? It sounds like you're in a hollow, in the restroom.
No, I'm actually in my car.
Okay, okay.
And all right, Will.
We can hear you.
My telephone is a cheap one, but you know what the STDs is, what it really is? It's saber-toothed snatch crickets.
That would be STC. Yeah. STSC. Saber-tooth snatch crickets.
The caller before said one was crawling up and had big eyes. That was saber-tooth snatch cricket.
What about dragons?
What?
He's trying to get a D word instead of a C word.
Saber-tooth
dragon.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
Saber-tooth dog.
Anything else, Will?
No, that was it. You guys are great.
Okay. Thank you, Will. You're great, too.
I love how he was so excited to get that phrase out, and you downplayed
him
so
bad.
Like, his tone of voice at the end of the call was like, no,
yeah,
that's
it,
I guess. Way to go, Frank.
So back to the story. This guy in Fenton goes into this bar. True story. And fondles a blind woman. She says, knock it off. And he keeps fondling her, hand under bra strap. And Tim, you'll have to pick it up from there because I don't have it in front of me, but you had it in the news. It just gets better. This guy, what a loser.
He fondles her. She's sitting at the bar. He sits next to her. He fondles her breast outside the shirt.
That's applause for just breast in general.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's an appreciation of breasts.
Right. Okay.
Breasts not fondling people who don't want
to
be fondled.
She tells him to knock it off. Well, then he starts snapping her bra strap. And then he grabbed her, according to the police statement, he grabbed her hard in the vagina with his hand. Mm. And people that were in the bar saw this happening and told him to knock it off, and the management, I guess, threw him out of the bar, and the guy was highly intoxicated. So they threw him out of the bar, and then he threatened to come back and shoot up the bar. He threatened to come back with a gun and shoot everybody in the bar.
Well,
so he leaves, the police come, and this dummy left his wallet in the bar, so the police knew exactly who he was, and they went to his house and arrested him, and then on his way down to Clayton...
In the police car,
he tells the police that he's going to kill this gal.
Yeah, calls her a bitch.
Right.
He's going, I'm going to kill that bitch for what she did to me. What she did to you. Hey, moron. You're the one who decided to fondle a blind woman, and then you threaten, make a verbal, outright threat in the police car.
Right.
This guy... Wow, he deserves some kind of a stupidity award. That's what a story. It would be funny, but it's not quite funny. Fondling a blind woman, the big capital L loser for a guy who fondles a blind woman. What else do we need to talk about this in there?
I'm the only one that had my Burke segment.
I'm sorry. Thank you for that. And anybody else for the Burke segment? Sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good. I got nothing exciting.
Did you get the email from the lady, and she had glowing remarks for you about your attitude toward being a new dad and all that?
No.
Did she write you yet? Because
no.
She asked me for your email address, and I gave it to her, trevthebrit@gmail.com, correct?
That's my personal one,
You'll get an email from her, and she... What a wonderful email, and she has some advice for you to share with your mother of your child about,
I'll take all the advice.
About breathing and that Lamaze crap, and that we were right about it, that you can't practice or rehearse for childbirth. And she says, as far as this push, she said, don't worry, when the time comes, she'll push.
Right.
It's a natural, and it really is if you think about it.
Oh, we are getting to crunch time now. She went to the doctors the other day, and he said that she was thinning. So I think that's I think that's like the water bag.
Close to being dilated, I think.
Yeah. So he asked if she was starting to dilate or whatnot. No. The baby's getting lower, and she's in a lot of pain.
What's the plan for when she goes? Like, you're going to get a text? Are you going to drive her?
Well, it depends. Right now, she's got a nice little network of people. So no matter where she is, she's always close by one of us. She's got a mom, a sister-in-law, and me. So whoever's closest, you're like, hey, come get me. Off to the hospital we go.
So you met her mother.
Yeah.
Does her mother like you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, here's the thing about...
She's sarcastic.
Mothers of girls. Fathers of girls are overly protective, and I'm going to kill that kid if he...
Mm-hmm.
Mothers of girls generally make an effort to welcome the boyfriend.
They do.
Moms are very well... I didn't date very much, but the few times that I... went out with anybody more than once. I remember their moms always liked me. The dads didn't like me.
I've never had an issue with
moms. See, isn't that interesting?
Never.
Isn't that interesting?
And I also wanted to point one other thing out for the Burke segment. I think that you will have fun commenting on 50 years ago today, the Cardinals fired Harry Caray.
Right.
And I was born in 69, and this occurred at the end of the 69 season.
Shut up.
I was born in 69. Yeah, I mentioned 69. So I just want to say... that I am grateful that they did, because that way I didn't have to grow up listening to him, because I couldn't stand him.
Really?
I could not stand. Well, he got to the point, honestly. I think he was half senile or drunk or both.
He was
the
slobber.
It was terrible.
Well,
and to be able to grow up with Jack Buck instead, who was so
classy.
Amazing of a broadcaster, and was such an amazing, amazing broadcaster.
Well,
to be able to grow up with him instead of Harry Caray.
Polar opposite. Class. Right. No. Here. You'll be impressed by this. For as little as I know about sports, I interviewed Harry Caray. I was a young, just getting into radio 50 years ago, and I got a chance to interview Harry. I still have the recording.
What'd you ask him?
Well, I asked him, I said, Harry, can you ever imagine a day? St. Louis apparently loves you. Can you ever imagine a day when you might not me broadcasting for the Cardinals. Here's what he said.
Hi. Hi, when I'm dead, I'm going to broadcast for the Cardinals.
Great interview. Friend of the show.
He had those big windshield glasses. Remember those the biggest pair of glasses I've ever seen in
the milk bottle bottoms? Those ones you took about?
No, they were just huge in diameter. Oh, really? They were like a car windshield.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Well, he has a restaurant in Chicago called Harry Carey's.
I was there. Been there.
And I took a photo of myself with my dad next to that statue with those big goggles.
Yeah.
That's like, that was like a selfie point. And he used to go in there all the time.
Yeah.
And then sit at the end of the bar.
Hi, it was Tim Woodburn over there. Hi, what are you doing?
It's almost like he was choking on something all the time. But here's the deal. When you become just embedded in a sport, you don't really even have to be articulate. Mike Shanahan's not the most articulate, but he's a treasure, like a St. Louis treasure. Tim is right. The exception to all of these was Jack Buck. Jack Buck, I mean, this guy, every time I ever saw him, dressed like he's getting ready for a photo shoot for GQ, his sport coat, the white hair. He was, he was a classy guy. All right, we have to do a little bit of business here in the 4 o'clock. We're talking to John Landolf right after four. And Dr. Doug Pernikoff, taking a break from Yom Kippur. That's how dedicated he is. This is a Jewish holiday thing. I'm sorry. I don't know what they do or what it signifies.
It's atonement.
Rosh Hashanah. I never could. People tell me that I forget what the difference is. But it's Yom Kippur. I don't know if it's 1 day or 8 days or whatever.
It's the holiest day of the year among Jewish people.
Okay. I know they have a family dinner tonight. I know
Sandy Koufax, who pitched for the L.A. Dodgers in the 60s and maybe the 50s, he wouldn't pitch on Yom Kippur. If they were in the playoffs that day, they had to not schedule him for that day.
Well, Dr. Doug was reluctant to do it. Oh, seriously, you got family dinner tonight. And I said, look, I kind of talked him into it, and I hope he doesn't go to hell because of me. And I said, if you work and do this segment today, will you go to hell? And he said, well, that's a good question. And I said, well, you don't have to worry about it. You're going anyway. So he kind of agreed. He goes, well, you're right. I probably am. So he will be with us. If you have a question, you have a pet, or you have a question about what pet you might avoid or what might be right for you or your family, he's the guy to talk to because he's your pet's best friend, and he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And just real quickly, and I got to get to some business, but somebody talked about a chameleon when they were a kid. Was that you?
I made a joke about it.
But no, you could order them by mail, and the postman, the mailman, would deliver in a little small plastic case a chameleon.
That's really cool.
And it was alive when it came in the mail.
I love a chameleon.
That was the joke I played where I said my mom bought me one as a kid, but it wouldn't change colors, and we took it back, and it had reptile dysfunction.
Okay, that's right. I forgot it was a hilarious
joke. I think it's still funny to say e-reptile dysfunction, but well, I got outvoted.
That's what we do here. We shoot everything down that each of the other ones will do. Ballast Dental Care. When I had my myocardial, imaging stress test today, The nurse, who was one of the two nurses who was with me through this whole thing, I don't remember how it happened, but she said something about how much she hated to go to the dentist. And I said, wow, you don't go to Ballast Dental Care, do you? And she said, what? She even had never heard of it. And I thought, this is pretty sad. But she's so typical of, and you know why? I said, why do you hate the dentist so much? She said, because when I was a child, I've never been able to get over the brutal way and painful way the dentist pulled 8 of my teeth as a child. And she said, I've never been able to shake that off. And I did my best to talk her into going to Ballast Dental Care, but she was really busy with hooking me up to electrodes and stuff. But I'm glad we got on that topic as you said that, because it just reminds me to remind you, if you are one of those people who just the thought of going to the dentist is just, you can't bear it, Please make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Now, if you're somebody who thinks you're fairly happy with your dentist, I want you also to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, because here's the deal. You just think you're happy. You just think you're going to. I'll bet you one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, even if it's just a checkup and a cleaning, I don't think you're going to go back where you went before. I really don't. 46 years I've been going to this place. It is a wonderful dental clinic, and you will never dread an appointment again. In fact, you'll look forward to it. I know, sounds ridiculous. Prove me wrong. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. Don't go anywhere, because after we talk to John Londoff, who we... My goodness, we haven't spoken to him for over a week. It's been at least
quite a while.
Week. Yeah, so after that, we'll have Dr. Doug Pernikoff, because it's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590TheFan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Turkey is launching its ground war against Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria. The country's military announced it has sent its troops across the border after